We should try to remember, always, that it is through the kindness of Buddha Shakyamuni that we now have the opportunity to solve all of our samsaric problems, in particular, our individual human problems, by putting his holy teachings into practice. In such kindness, Buddha's teachings, the Dharma, are the actual method to achieve permanent liberation from samsaric suffering. Without Buddha Dharma, there's no other method to attain this. It's not difficult to prove. How do we prove that? It is only through practicing Buddha's teachings we can solve all of our problems permanently. So although we often think that our real problems are external circumstances and conditions, the truth is our real problems are unpleasant feelings, bad feelings in our body and our mind. These are our real problems. Where do these feelings come from? So there are many answers in Buddha's teachings about where our unpleasant feelings come from. But ultimately, finally, we have to say that it is our ignorance of self-grasping that is the source of all of our unpleasant feelings. It is the root of all of our problems. Self-grasping ignorance is a mind that mistakenly believes that all of the things we normally see are actually true. This is what we all mistakenly believe. And because of this root delusion, we experience all of our suffering and problems, just like we're in some vast hallucination in which everyone else agrees with our hallucinatory ideas about the reality of our suffering situation. Everyone agrees with us because they also are similarly mistaken. We've experienced this since beginningless time. There's never been a time when our self-grasping ignorance has not been in our mind. It is our principal enemy among the enemies of the delusions. And without this particular delusion, all the others would have no basis. They would all disappear. This inner enemy of self-grasping can only be removed by meditating on ultimate truth, emptiness, for a long time. There's no other way to destroy this inner enemy of ours. So who revealed this teaching? Who explained this teaching? It's Buddha Shakyamuni. He taught how to recognize self-grasping functioning in our own mind, how to identify it, how to reduce its power, and how gradually to permanently remove it from our mind, so we will be permanently free from all suffering and problems. So how kind is the person who explained this? Jason Karpa praised Buddha Shakyamuni in his text called Praise to Dependent Relationship. Jason Karpa said, "Realizing the way things exist, you taught it well. Learning and practicing what you taught, we abandon all faults because you have shown how to cut their root. Anyone who diligently relies for a long time upon teachings that contradict your own invites many faults because those teachings nourish self-grasping. Oh, wise is the scholar who understands the difference between these two? How could he fail to develop faith in you from the depths of his heart? So that was Jason Karpa praising Buddha Shakyamuni's teaching on ultimate truth, emptiness.